Okay, so now the next sugya, again, another Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shim Bar Yochai. I think this is an amazing memra. It is the second one in the order. It says, Minayin she'ein maratzen lo la'adam b'shas kaso. How do you know you shouldn't try to appease someone when in his moment of anger? Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Pana yaleichu, you know, give me some space here. Turn away from me. And later on I'll deal with this. We had that pasuk before. Not only that, we had the exact memra before. The exact memra on the previous amud. So what's pshat? So you have to, what? You have to say, and in both Amar Rav Yochanan. What is Amar Rav Yochanan? Amar Rav Yossi, that was previous, and now it's Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Shem Bar Yochai. So whatever the pshat's going to be, the pshat has to be that it means something different coming from Rav Yossi than it came from Shem Bar Yochai. Or what do you say it twice? They both are brought down. He felt it was important to say it in both names. He didn't combine them. He said it, like, he said it. Obviously, he got something different out of the two of them. I don't know what the difference is. But you see, the Gemara kept it. The Gemara kept it as came with two different memories. There's the memory from Yossi, and the memory, how he learned it from Yossi, and how he learned it from Shem Bar Yochai. Okay, fascinating.